Hello, friends. This is Dr. Brian Hart, Chief Operating Officer for the American Board of Forensic Accounting. I would like to welcome you to this week's News Update Week in Review, week of Monday, September 22nd, 2025, through Friday, September 26th, 2025. Monday, September 22nd, 2025. Leominster, Massachusetts man indicted for theft of government funds, bank fraud, and money laundering in connection with stolen $1,355,000 tax refund check. Jesse E. Gould was indicted in connection with an alleged scheme to steal $1,355,863 by depositing a forged tax check and then laundering the money using cashier's checks payable to shell companies. According to the charging documents, L. Gould owned and operated Affordable Motor Group in Leominster, Massachusetts, and owed back taxes for the business. On March 29, 2024, L. Gould allegedly deposited a tax refund check for $1,344,863 payable to Affordable Motor Group into his business bank account. It is alleged that the check had been issued by the U.S. Treasury to a Canadian company based on its 2021 tax return, and then the check had been forged and altered to be payable to L. Gould's company. In the days after depositing the check, L. Gould returned to the bank and brought cashier's checks for $235,280, $223,591, $202,643, and $425,000 payable to shell companies and to a law firm in connection with a third-party real estate transaction in eastern Massachusetts. An indictment is merely an allegation, and all defendants are presumed innocent unless and until proven guilty by a court of law. Source: Internal Revenue Service, 2025. Tuesday, September 23rd, 2025. Financial TV analyst and one-time fugitive sentenced to 5 years in federal prison for multi-million-dollar con of victim investors. James Arthur McDonald Jr., a frequent guest on financial television news programs, became a fugitive from justice after being accused of scamming investors. McDonald pleaded guilty on April 7th to one count of securities fraud. McDonald was the CEO and chief investment officer of two companies headquartered in Los Angeles, Hercules Investments LLC and Index Strategy Advisors Inc., ISA. In late 2002, McDonald lost tens of millions of dollars of Hercules client money after adopting a risky short position that effectively bet against the health of the United States economy in the aftermath of the U.S. presidential election. In early 2021, McDonald solicited millions of dollars worth of funds from investors in the form of a purported capital raise for Hercules, but misrepresented how the funds would be used and failed to disclose the massive losses Hercules previously sustained. He misappropriated most of those funds in various ways, including spending $174,610 at a Porsche dealership and transferring $109,612 to the landlord of a home McDonald was renting in Arcadia, California. Source: Internal Revenue Service, 2025. Wednesday, September 24, 2025. Beverly Hills, California man charged with over $3 million in Paycheck Protection Program and Economic Injury Disaster Loans fraud scheme. Jabari Kadar Long was charged with defrauding the U.S. Small Business Administration, SBA, by submitting fraudulent loan applications to the Paycheck Protection Program, PPP, and Economic Injury Disaster Loans, EIDL, during the coronavirus pandemic. Long is charged with one count of conspiracy to commit wire fraud, one count of wire fraud affecting a financial institution, and one count of money laundering arising out of his participation in the scheme. The indictment alleges that during the coronavirus pandemic, Long worked with co-conspirators to illegally obtain money through PPP and EIDL applications for businesses that were ineligible for such loans. Specifically, the indictment alleges that Long himself applied for and received $2,187,000 for a business called Priceless Preservation Construction. In his PPP loan application, Long claimed that Priceless Preservations had 50 employees and an average monthly payroll of $875,000. The indictment alleges that, in truth, Priceless Preservations Construction had few, if any, employees and little to no payroll expenses. In total, Long fraudulently received over $3 million from these programs. Source: Internal Revenue Service, 2025. Thursday, September 25th, 2025. Longtime fugitive admits to orchestrating mail fraud scheme defrauding elderly and vulnerable victims of over $10 million. George Ingenbleek, a citizen of Germany, admitted to orchestrating a massive mail fraud scheme targeting elderly and otherwise vulnerable victims with false and fraudulent psychic solicitations. Ingenbleek had been a fugitive since 2020. He was apprehended in Bolzano, Italy in 2024 and extradited in May 2025 to face an indictment charging him with two counts of mail fraud. Ingenbleek pleaded guilty to two counts of mail fraud. According to documents filed in the case and statements made in court, from at least 2011 through 2016, Ingenbleek created numerous direct mail solicitations, supposedly from world-renowned psychics, falsely and fraudulently claiming to offer recipients individual psychic services and objects that would result in great fortune. Many of the letters falsely promised that the psychic services being offered were free of charge. The fraudulent billing notices falsely represented that the victims owed fees and threatened to take legal action if the victim did not send a check, usually for $20 to $50. Through his fraudulent psychic mailing campaign, Ingenbleek obtained more than $10 million from victims. Source: Internal Revenue Service, 2025. Friday, September 26, 2025. Ransomware administrator charged with cybercrimes for deploying LockerGoga, Nephilim, and MegaCortex ransomware strains against hundreds of victims. Vladimir Tymoshchuk, a.k.a. Dead4s, Boba, MSFV, and Fair Network, was indicted for his role in international ransomware schemes. According to United States Attorney Joseph Nocella Jr., Tymoshchuk is a serial ransomware criminal who targeted blue-chip American companies, healthcare institutions, and large financial industrial firms and threatened to leak their sensitive data online if they refused to pay. As alleged in the superseding indictment, between December 2018 and October 2021, LockerGoga, MegaCortex, and Nephilim ransomware were used to encrypt computer networks in countries around the world, including against victims in the Eastern District of New York and across the United States, France, Germany, the Netherlands, Norway, and Switzerland. These ransomware attacks caused tens of millions of dollars of losses, resulting both from damage to victim computer systems and from ransomware payments to the perpetrators. The ransomware attacks would lock up a victim's computer files, and only if the victim paid the ransom demand, the perpetrators would send a decryption tool that enabled the victim to decrypt and regain access to those files. Source: U.S. Department of Justice, 2025. The American Board of Forensic Accounting would like to offer you the opportunity to purchase an electronic copy of the textbook, Forensic and Investigative Accounting, 10th edition, featuring renowned author Dr. D. Larry Crumbly, at the sale price of $145. For more information, please contact Dr. Scott McCone at scott@abfa.us. Interested in jumpstarting your career with a new certification? Contact Executive Director Scott McCone at scott@abfa.us.